September 3, watch for God's guidance. Behold, as the day eyes of servants look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden into the hand of her mistress, so our eyes await upon the Lord our God, until that he have mercy upon us. Psalm 123:2. The children of God should cultivate a keen sensitiveness to sin. It is one of Satan's most successful devices to lead men to the commission of little sins, to blind the mind as to the danger of little indulgences, little digressions from the plainly stated requirements of God. Many who would shrink with horror for some great transgression are led to look upon sin in little matters as of trifling consequence, but these little sins eat out the life of godliness in the soul. God requires us to prove our loyalty to him by unquestioning obedience. In deciding upon any course, we should not ask merely whether we can see harm or result from it, but whether it is contrary to the will of God. We must learn to distrust self and to rely wholly upon God for guidance and support, for a knowledge of his will and for strength to perform it. We must be much in communion with God, prayer in secret, prayer while the hands are engaged in labor, prayer while walking by the way, prayer in the night season, the heart's desire ever ascending to God. This is our only safety. In this manner Enoch walked with God. In this manner our exemplar obtained strength to tread the thorny path from Nazareth to Calvary. Christ, the sinless one, upon whom the Holy Spirit was bestowed without measure, constantly acknowledged his dependence upon God and sought fresh supplies from the source of strength and wisdom. How much more should finite, erring man feel his need of help from God every hour and every moment? How carefully should he follow the leading hand? How carefully measure every word that has been given for his guidance and instruction? As the eyes of servants look unto the hand of her masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so should our eyes be upon the Lord our God. His command should be received with implicit faith and obeyed with cheerful exaction.